Okay, this morning is Simon Bays, the beginning of Simon Bays. Din Levishas Pagodim, how to get dressed in the morning. Says the Mechader, Lo Yilbash Chaluko Miyushav, El Yikach Chaluko V'yachniz Bo Rosho V'zrosav V'odenu Shoychev, Nimsa Kishayakum Hu Mechusa. So a person shouldn't put on their undergarment while they are sitting up in bed. Rather, they should put it on, this clothing, while they're still lying in bed, with the head first and the arms. Well, then it will come out that when they get up, they will be clothed. Explains to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nalef, Miyushav, Da'az behechrach yizgale begufo. If he's sitting up, then he will reveal part of his body. Va'adam tzarech leisnahig b'tzniyah sevusha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to conduct himself with modesty and shame in front of God. Night, and you're in your own private room. The whole earth is filled with Hashem. And day and night have no difference in front of Hashem. Therefore, so the person should always be careful not to reveal parts of his body that are normally covered, even a little bit. Parts of the body that obviously are normally covered. You're allowed to reveal your arm up to the elbow. Up to your neck, up to like your chest or your collarbone. These types of socks. Your socks also, you should put on under the cover. Shlola galas ragos, so your feet shouldn't be revealed. So in Dirshu number one, he points out, Bizmanenu nowadays, Das Chazanish, and the Stipler, De'ein nohagin lahakpid alzeh. Right, we're not so makpid on covering our feet, Bizmanazeh. Back in the Mishnah Rosh, Shadarkan lios mechusa la'olim b'medino seyla. Because, you know, we have a little bit of different society than they do, you know, walking around barefoot, stuff like that. In Dirshu number two, it says, Bir Geder Minhag Medinas. What does that mean, actually, the minhag of where you live? So it says in Shvetei Gris Moshe, She'ein HaKavona Kemosha Noagim Ba'oysa Medinos Leilech Meshuk. It doesn't mean the way people go out in the market, in the streets. El Kemosha Noagim Leilech Be'etim Be'efsha She'avo Anoshim Levakram Yisnag Behem. It means when a person would come visit you in your house, how would you be dressed in front of company? Right? Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, She'ein Hochin Yochif Afilu Bekait. Because no one goes barefoot even in the summertime. Similar cases like this, if there's no other way of getting dressed without revealing. So too, when a person's in the bathhouse, people stand there without clothing. Can't do it anyway. That's not considered to be a lack of modesty in the bathhouse. So if a person's going to a river, you're not in a bathhouse, now you're outdoors, you're going to the river to go wash yourself. Really, you should get as dressed as close to the river as possible. You shouldn't walk around without, I remember this Camp Morsha. So the question was, do you have to wear tzitzis when you're playing ball? So I remember Overlook said no, but it doesn't mean you can't walk to the ball, to walk to the tennis courts, walk to the basketball courts while wearing a tzitzis. You know, you wear it as much as possible. So here too, you wear your clothing as much as possible. Then when you get to the river to go bathe, then that's when you take off your clothing. You don't have to cover your private parts when walking towards the river. If you do that, near ki'ilu bush, you're embarrassed. You have a bris mila of a dover ki'ilu koyfi brisa shalav from a vino. It's like you don't want it. Ah, however, on the other hand, when you're coming out of the water, shapon of klape ha'am, now you're facing people, say yishche, you should bend over a little bit. Oyasim yado kinegedev osu lechaso so. Bilvad shal yigabo. So again, you should have tznius when coming out of the water, but again, not to touch. Kamosh yisbor besof, simon gimel is going to be explained. Isa b'shas, the Gemara says, cholik shal tamal chacham. What type of clothing should a tamal chacham wear? Kol she'ein basaro nires. mitachtav. In the times of the Gemara, they used to have like a special garment that literally went from, you know, from head to toe. It was like a one-piece thing that went from your neck all the way down, so that you didn't see anything of this. Nowadays, ain this harm, but we don't, Talmidei Chacham don't wear these types of clothing. Meshum shehalchim b'chol hakol bebatei shokayim ve'ein b'basinir, because we have pants. So therefore, you know, we wear pants instead of these special types of long rabbinic clothing. Zivkat and beis.
It would be inappropriate to wear shorts.
In Achinami, yeah. And I think some yeshivas are makbid even on the bachrim, on the boys wearing short sleeve shirts, so they shouldn't touch the parts of the body that are normal. Again, we just said from the elbow is fine, but then a person like, you know, they're learning and they're scratching like this, and now they touch, they want to learn b'kedusha v'tahara, so they wear, they're makbid not even to wear short sleeve shirts. But yeah, alpidin, that's not required. Beis kishiyakum rotzalomer kishiyakum vayetzim itachas kisei sidino shahayamunach sham orum kishiposhet chaluko. So when he went to sleep, he wasn't wearing clothing, he took off his clothes. Yiye ought to take if mechusa. So now he has to clothe himself immediately. Ki yipo chaluko al kol gufo meatzmo. He should put it over his whole body. Va'ayin lekamon later on simin reish lamites vinyan pshitas hachaluk. How to take off your clothing. Umaniach malbusho miroshosov. If you put your clothing underneath your head, you sleep on top of it, mishakech lemudo. So that's going to cause you to forget your learning. Ve'efsher imaniach davar acher hamafzik bein roshel lebegadov ein kapeda. So you don't have to be strict if you put something in between it. So it sounds like if you put your head on the pillow and your clothing was under the pillow, so then that's not the, you're not going to forget your learning because of that. Also, another thing, now once we start talking about things that cause a person to forget, so be careful of putting on two articles of clothing at the same time, right? The Dirshu says in number 6, Pshitas Shnei Mabushim Yachad, but to take off two things at the same time, you know, you have a shirt and a sweater or something, you want to take it off, coming in from the cold or something like that, it says, "B'chaim Kanievsky, b'shem Sefer Orchas Chaim, she'ein akash l'shichot." That's not a problem. That if taking off, putting on two things at the same time is a problem, but taking off two things is not a problem. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kikash l'shichot," cause you to forget. Hakorei k'sav she'al gav hakever. If a person reads what's printed on a tombstone, that's also a problem. I also could forget, cause a person to forget. Again, these are all like segulas. Oh, hamistakel b'fnei hames. If a person looks at a dead body, mishachech limudo. This would also cause them. Again, the few deer shoes over here. He says number 7. Again, I think you might have a different counting, but my system number 7 says mishein akora es ksab b'fiv. Let's say you're not actually reading it out loud. El arak b'derech istaklus ba'alma. You're looking at what it's written on the kever. So Dan Hagan Mechayin Kanievsky. One should even be careful not to read them. Okay. The next paragraph, but what if you have letters? I think most tombstones are actually written this way. They don't have the letters that come out. They have letters that are engraved, right? Most have engravings on the tombstone. So then in that case, that does not cause a person. Because she'ena bolet ela shokea, that doesn't stick out or doesn't do it, just like flat on the surface. So Don Kanievsky, im yesh lahachmir bo. Right, he discusses what should one have to be strict on that or not. But again, these are things that could cause a person to forget the learning. So we want to be careful of that. In number 8, he brings another one. I don't know if you heard this one growing up many times. Menag yada b'chaluko, drawing your hands on your clothing. Right, yeah. Okay, so you shouldn't dry your hands on your clothing as well. He ends off on the Mishnah of Ayin Va'o later on. There are certain things one could do that will bring the learning back. Right? As we spoke about in the Shabbos Lagadol Joshua, when a person says Birkas HaTorah with Kavonas, so that's a segula to remember one's learning. Okay, let's go weiter. Gimel. So one should be careful putting on their clothing normally, that it shouldn't be flipped inside out. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel, So even if it's like your undershirt, that
topsy-turvy day,
topsy-turvy, what do they do? That's like everything's inside out.
Yeah, if you wear everything inside out.
No, so that, would that be a problem?
In camp.
In camp, they daven that way also, or just for like.
In day camp.
So let's see what he says in Dalet about what's the problem with that. So if you have it lachutz, you have it sticking out, your tags are sticking out, the sewing, you know, you have a sewn shirt and it's sticking out. So v'yeru'u tefiras hamagunos v'imri acholuk v'izgane be'eni habrios. It looks funny. People are going to look down on the person who's dressed this way.
Maybe here, because no one's going to look down, because everybody's doing it, you know, it's...
So it wouldn't be then?
You know?
So my concern was about davening. They're going to daven like that.
Yeah.
You know, there are some who point out, with the minhag is to, yes, wear costumes on Purim, but some I've heard have spoken out against not davening while wearing your costumes. So perhaps that concern would apply here as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, just read it one more line. V'im lo nizhar v'hafach, im tamad chacham hu, tzarech lefash to lachazor lav shol kedarko, shelo yiye bechlal masniye chas v'shalom. V'shar kol adam ein tzarech. So tamad chacham definitely should not go around like this. U'tzafila, afila kol adam tzarech lefash to lav shol kedarko. But even for davening, every has to flip. You can't have topsy-turvy day for davening. Sheroi oz lehadar begodav. You have to have your clothes looking nice. Kimavur b'simin et sadi aleph, as explains right there what appropriate dress for tefillah. Okay. All right. We'll stop here for today. We'll continue tomorrow with Sifkatan.